Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so we good. Yeah, I just said it. I got it set for 11:10 because I wouldn't do Facebook, but you know they just added. You can add as many fucking things as you want, dude. So I added one, two, three, four. I might have to go. I added seven places. I added yours. You don't have a Twitter, do you?
I'm on Twitter.
Okay, well,
I forgot my login and shit. So.
Well, okay, all right, that's cool. All right, well, we live. All right, so let's go. don't give me that information. All right, so let's go ahead and start the show and everything like that. And here we go. All right, no problem. My bad. Shit, I thought today was Wednesday, man. I don't know why. All right, here we go, though. Yeah, that's on me, y'all.
Yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, all right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
How you doing, Mr. Clark? Hi.
What's going on?
Bad boy, the dating game and shit. How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, man. Chilling.
Right, you doing your thing. Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and hit him with the moniker that we hit him with.
The following program is rated MAN. What does that mean? That means Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams aren't here to give your ass chicken soup. They're here to change the way you think so you can start getting some pussy instead of being treated like one. You can sit on the sidelines like most weak men, or you can get into the game. Call in. The lines are open. My question is, who's reading the first fucking email?
All right, Lacar, why don't you tell them about yourself real quick before we decide on who's reading the call. Alex, we got the number right here. We all accepting calls, brother.
Oh, yeah, we accepting calls.
Yeah,
we accepting calls.
Yeah, there's a number right there. So,
guys, make sure that you guys follow me on Instagram at Real Mr. Locario. Also, make sure you guys go to badboymembership.com. to check out the Bad Boy membership. And, make sure you get up on all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So what's good, Steve?
And he forgot about the gear. He forgot about the seminar and stuff, but I'm not going to get on here.
Yeah. Go to MrLocario.com to get the seminar and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
All that shit, yeah. Guys, themanmindset.com. Y'all know all the information is there. We have a call, area code 607, before you get to read the emails. Area code 607, sir, what's your question? What's up, sir?
I don't got a question. I just wanted to thank you guys. You helped me a lot. And I got the book. It's a good book.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is that all you have, brother?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. Well, if you got a question, just press 1, okay? Thank you for the phone call. Press 1 if you have a question. Dakario, who's going to go first, you or me? Should I go first, sir?
Yeah, you go
first. Let me go first, man. Shit. Damn, I had it set up. Oh, this is. All right. Steve, me and my girl been together for a few years, but early on in our relationship, my girlfriend went on a holiday with her friend. A few weeks later, she came back, and I saw a message from a friend saying, "Are you going to tell him?" To which she replied, "No, there's no point in hurting him over something, a silly mistake." I obviously questioned her about it, but she told me that the message was just a joke and a friend was messing around with the message, just joking or whatever. I had my doubts, but I trusted her. Fast forward a few years, she started getting friendly with this guy at work, which I didn't mind because she worked in a small group and they were quite friendly with each other. Then out of nowhere, they stopped talking altogether and they both got different jobs. So I started thinking, is there something going on? Then, of course, I was overthinking the message that her friend sent her years ago. So one night I looked through her messages, and I'm sorry, it's a few paragraphs. I'm going to hurry up. One day I looked through her messages, and he was overthinking, but then he found texts between her and her friend about this guy. Things like, "I feel like I've missed him, and there are worse things that you could have done." Then I asked her about what's going on. She tells me that she said that he loved her, but nothing happened between them, and she stopped talking to him. The message didn't match up with the fact of what she's saying. Call me gullible. Wait, let me just get to the fucking thing. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, it's basically what should I do, okay? They've been together for a long time, and he feels that he trusts her, but is it trust or is it gullibility, brother? What say you, brother?
Yeah, he's being ridiculous, bro. Like, he should know that this chick is basically cheating on him. She got other shit going on with other dudes and all that because ain't nobody sitting around. See, people will be trying to play, act like shit is a joke. She's like, "Oh, I was just joking, and this is just for fun and all that other stuff."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just her trying to cover up the bullshit she was doing. So it sounds like she's setting something up to where she wants to bounce. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she's setting up the new guy. She's setting up the new dick. You know what I mean? And so once all that's set up, then she's going to bounce. You know what I mean? So this guy, and she knows that her boyfriend or whatever now is you know, a goofy type of dude, so that she can do anything she wants and he's not going to go anywhere. So he's the safety net, he's the comfort zone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then she's going to go and you know, do her shit and leave him for the next dude when she's setting that shit up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get, well, I don't think guys realize when women take those girl trips, you know what I mean? The girl nights out. I mean, I used to have a stripper service, Licario, where even the bachelorette, we would take her upstairs, give her some oil, turn the lights out, and she would go in there and suck dick and, you know, all that stuff. So when a woman's saying that she's going out of town with her friend, that's not a good thing because a lot of shit can happen, right, number one.
Right.
But number two, the fact that she wrote the message saying there's no point hurting him over a silly, like, "Are you going to tell him? There's no point hurting him." That's some real shit between two friends. Like, okay, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas type shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have dropped her. I would have drop kicked her to the curb because for him, I think he's going through a lot of stress worrying about a situation in which not only she fucked around when she was out of town, but she's fucking around, it seems like, with this other guy, and he doesn't want to come to grips with that reality. What say you, brother?
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know what is funny? A lot of guys could actually walk in on their girl having sex with another dude.
Yeah.
And still think, like, it's not happening. He's like, "Oh, no, that's not my girl." Like, that's how much deniability these dudes have. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're so caught up in being emotional with this woman, and they want to stay with her so bad, they'll come up with any excuse. Because this is what a lot of people do this too, where they don't want the shit to be true. So they'll come up with excuses as to, "Oh, well, it's not really happening. She really loves me. She's not doing anything. It was just a joke. They were playing around. Nothing happened. And you know, women usually do this, but sometimes guys do this too. Sometimes guys get emotional like this too, where they end up trying to rationalize stuff because they're just in love with the person. So I'm like, dude, this dude needs to call it a date with her. Like, she's playing him heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think because he has no self-worth, man, and he ain't standing on shit, he going to stay around because I think for a lot of guys that can't get women, Lucario, guys like him will hang around and try to fix it. You know, well, you know, our love will overcome you sucking somebody else's dick and having somebody's ball smacking you in the face and shit. You know, the test of time type bullshit.
Right,
so
right.
I hope you're right. I hope he leaves. But, brother, I think he's going to stay. You got it.
He probably is. Yeah. He probably is. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Definitely is. All right, so let me get to one of these questions. Hold on, let me get my shit. All right, so this one says, when I meet a girl and we exchange numbers, I usually hit her up the next day, but I don't text her. I usually call. But what I noticed is that sometimes I will be on the phone with this girl for 45 minutes to an hour. So is that enough time to be on the phone with the girl to get to know her, or should I keep it shorter? What is the best amount of time to stay on the phone with a girl?
What's kind of weird with women today is unless they're really into you, they're just going to text you first, because I guess they're going to try to feel you out. I don't want, again, I'm all about time, Lucario, so I don't want to waste it, you know what I mean, fam? So what I'm doing is my first text message to a woman, I'm just telling her a story of how we met. This is how we even came to this point. And then when she replies back, I'm setting the date up, because I'm reinforcing what I did in the beginning. When I first met her, I'm setting the date up. But I'm definitely setting it up now, because it's not to set up the date. It's to see if I'm wasting my time. Because if I set the date up with her and she's like, well, I'm not sure, I'm throwing her ass right back in the water, because there's no interest there. I'm not trying to build interest with somebody. I'm just trying to say, look, I want to see if you're worth my time, because I don't want to waste yours or mine. So for him, he's on the phone. His problem is I think it sounds like he wants sex really bad, Lucario, because a lot of guys hang on and try to get it all out in one fell swoop to get her interested. What say you, brother?
Right, and you know, it's funny. He just basically is getting used for his time. You feel what I'm saying? Yes. Like, she's soaking up the attention that he's giving her, because you don't need to be on the phone for those 45 minutes to an hour with some chick you just met. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So the thing is that a lot of guys think they need to do this, because unfortunately, a lot of guys are interacting with women, and women see them as beta males.
Right.
So
right.
Because she sees you as a beta male, what she's going to do is that she's going to say to you, you're going to be like, hey, let's get together, you know, tomorrow or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to say to you, oh, but I want to get to know you more. Can we talk more? You know, so then you start talking more. You understand? You're like, okay, I guess I got to talk to her more. I got to get to know her more. So you hear this all the time.
Yes.
To the point where the girl don't even have to tell you that. This is how you automatically operate now. You just start, you know, spending a lot of time talking to women, because that's become the norm of you dealing with women. So you have to get out of that by understanding that women will take your time because you're giving it to them, because attention to them is you know, it's everything. That's a lot for them. So they feel like, you know, they want. They're like, cool. They're looking at it like, let's say this guy never calls me again, or I don't get to see this guy or whatever, and nothing happens. At least I got some attention, because she's even thinking, I may not even like this guy like that, but at least I got some attention. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so you got to keep the shit short. You understand? I always tell guys, look, just first of all, a lot of times I don't even call, but if you're going to call, just, you know, speak to her for maybe like a few minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, if that much, and set up a date, set up a time to get together, and then that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're right. I don't even want to waste my time. So we got one in the queue, and we got a question on the board. So let's go to the call real quick. Here we go, 215. What's your question, sir? What's up?
My name's Kay. I'm from Philly. basically, my question is, how do you not let her down, but how do you let somebody that's been loyal to you, how do you let her down easy without breaking, like, her heart and shit?
What do you mean break her heart? How do you mean? What do you mean break? I don't understand. What do you mean let her down for what?
Like, okay, what do you mean so let her... the whole situation, I met her on Tinder. So I got kicked out the crib, started staying with her in Easton, PA. Everything was cool. Then I moved back. But now, like, I don't know. I just don't feel like that shit working anymore. So now I'm basically, but my whole thing is she was loyal and, like, she held me down when I had nowhere to go type shit. And, like,
how long?
I feel like that shit gonna hurt her. How long, you said? Like a year.
Can you hear me?
You stay with her for a year.
A year, okay.
Yeah, I was with her for a year. Yeah, a year now. And like,
okay, and so,
you mean when I first met her, she was, you mean she was thick. Now she got a little bigger.
All right, 215. We're trying to answer your question. Let us answer your question.
Right, so I'm saying, what is it about the situation you're not feeling anymore?
She got a little bigger. I told her to drop that shit. She said she would. But, like, I feel like she be bullshitting too much as in, like, she don't really take shit serious. Like, and she complains a lot about little shit, but she'll do it, but she'll complain. But basically, I'm trying to move on, kind of, but I still fuck with her, though, and I don't want her her feelings. So,
bruh,
like, the best way to, like, let that shit go.
Bro, listen. You see, I understand what you're trying to understand, that you, like, damn, I feel bad, but understand that sometimes you got to understand that letting these chicks go is good for them in the long run. You understand what I'm saying? Because what I'm saying is that, and also, too, let her know why. Be like, listen. You know, I need to move on because this and that. You understand what I'm saying? So that at least she'll know, and then you can keep this shit pushing. You don't see you sticking around and staying there because you're feeling sorry for her. That's not really doing nothing. So you saying you care about her and you care about, you know, how she feel, then the best thing to do is to leave. You know what I'm saying? Because you sticking around unless you're gonna because see, look. You say, and one of the things you said is because she got a little bigger, right? So,
yeah.
If you don't have enough game to influence her to get her ass in the gym and lose that weight and do all of that shit, then you got because you're not able to influence her to do that. So then you sticking around ain't doing nothing, but you know you're just wasting your time and hers. So either get it to the point where you can influence her to lose some weight and get that all together. But if you can't, then just bounce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just got to be like, you like what? What's up, man? Tell us the story.
All right.
I'm just saying.
I feel like I could get her to. Wait, you want to go? Go ahead if you want to say something.
Brother, you said you tried to get her to lose some fucking weight, and she ain't lose the weight. You told her she wasn't going to lose the weight. Wait, hold on. Did you tell her she wasn't going to lose the weight you bouncing? Did you tell her that?
Wait. Let me go ahead real quick. So basically, I could get her to lose the weight, but like I'm impatient.
Okay,
so, like,
you just
waiting
said,
all
bro.
That extra shit.
Well, you just said that you told her to lose the weight, and she bullshitting, right? That's what you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not
like
say
I
that?
No, I just told her that shit like a week ago. She ain't gonna lose that shit that fast. But still, like I feel like that shit. I don't know. Like I feel like that shit gonna take a minute. Oh, and at the same time.
Dude, listen. I don't fuck all at the same time.
Bro,
listen,
and this
brother.
Phone keep breaking up. So chill with all that extra shit, bro. The phone keep breaking up. So when I'm...
Man, shut your fucking ass up, dude. God damn it. Listen, motherfucker. Shit.
What's wrong with these dudes?
I know. You ask a question, you keep running your fucking mouth. Listen, man. Damn. I'm going to tell you a problem. You ain't being a fucking man. See, what you do is what y'all guys do. You half-ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there and tell her, I don't care if it was a week, a day, or a month ago, you told that fucking bitch to lose weight. What is going to happen if she don't lose weight? That's mm-hmm. the problem. That's what I'm trying to ask you, 215, if you can just stop running your gums. I'm asking you, sir, did you tell her what is going to happen if she keeps the weight? That's all I'm trying to ask, man. So did you tell her that, yes or no, sir?
No, I told her this morning, like, deadass, and she kind of hung up on me and shit.
Okay, but, sir, you said it's been a week that you okay, you got to get your story straight. Because we listen. You said you told her this a week ago, right? Right?
I told her. Yeah.
So then what are you talking about she hung up with you today for? What was that about?
Bro, I told her, right? And like I said, she'd be bullshitting. So I told her today again. And I told her if she don't, I'm going to leave her.
Okay.
The first time
let me tell you
told her.
Okay, let me put you back. Let me tell you real quick why you're not going to leave her. Because you ain't standing on your fucking square or your principles. You full of shit, dog. You still emotionally tied to this woman. You ain't going nowhere. You're trying to play a role that you know you ain't about. Because if you were really about this motherfucking game, not only would you told her you wanted to lose weight, but you would have told her what was going to happen if she don't lose the weight a week ago. You didn't do that. Then what happens is then all of a sudden you want to get the balls to tell her now? Man, she don't believe you at all. She know you. She got you wrapped around her damn finger. LaCari, what say you on that shit, man?
And I asked some questions. So you said that you were staying with her? Like, how did that happen?
Because you got kicked out. Remember, you got
so
kicked
you got,
out.
You got kicked out of your house?
Yeah, I'm opening them up. You got kicked out.
And
he moved.
I got my own place and shit.
He got his own place now.
Okay, so hold on. All right, so you got kicked out your house and you stayed with her for a year?
Like, let's say 7 months, and I came back. Then it's been like 3 months since I came back or four, some shit like that.
Okay. And so what I'm saying to you is that I think what's happening is because, like, and this is what Steve was saying, because you're not stable in what you're trying to do, because even the fact that you got kicked out of your house and you have to live with this chick for 7 months, that means that part of you probably wasn't even feeling her anyway. Because I believe she was already big. You understand when you first got with her?
No, you're right about that, though, low-key. But at the same time, her loyalty convinced me, low-key.
Lucario!
No, that's a habit. Her loyalty had me, bro.
Fucking fat boy, yeah.
Basically, what happened is you got with this chick you wasn't really feeling. Right? Use the fur crib. Now that you got your shit together a little bit, now you're like, oh, I want to, you know, I'm trying to bounce. And you feeling guilty because you know you just used the fur crib, correct?
No, I just muted that motherfucker, man. He full of shit, man. Why don't you be honest and tell us the truth that you know that bitch was like 300 pounds. You know she was like 300-400 pounds. Why are you fucking with a fat girl, dog? Tell me why. You got a fat fetish, brother? You got a fat fetish?
She not fat.
You just, okay, wait a second. Wait.
I ain't never said she was fat. I said she gained weight, little bit of weight. I said she was thick. Wait. Then she gained a little bit of weight.
How
I never said
she
was fat.
You just, okay.
Like, I never
dog,
said she was
okay.
fat, bro. I said you gained weight.
All right, we're going to go ahead and put you in, dog. We done with that. As a man, you got to – this is why you
man,
got –
give the best head.
Right, man. This motherfucker know he was with a fat chick talking about she ain't fat. I guess she big bone. Show me a fat skeleton, motherfucker, and I shut the fuck up. That bullshit. Man, I don't know why they bullshit lying. Now, before we answer the one in the queue – let's go to an anonymous call that's been waiting. Anonymous call, did you have a question?
Oh, yeah, I've got a question. Why do you hate black girls? It's Aaron Corey's son. Why do you hate black girls, you fucking wanker? Hey, why do you hate black girls?
But wait, why do you give a fuck what he like? Who are you talking to? Why do you give a fuck what another man wants? What is another man's preference got to do with you? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, who the fuck? Who dates black girls, motherfucker?
Oh, you hate black girls because you said you rang off one time and you said you hate black girls. So I didn't want to curry.
But motherfucker, let me ask you a question. Why do you care what another man thinks? Why?
Oh, because you.
Ah, shut your ass! I hung up on your bitch ass. This is what I understand. Hey, why does another man care about what?
That's
weird.
What I'm saying.
That's some man, dude.
That's weird.
Hey,
I don't care what you like. You know?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that shit. 861, what's your question, man? What's up, man?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, my problem's a little bit different, but I just want you guys to hear me through because it's something that's really is bothering me. I'll give you a brief background. I won't be long-winded. I'm in my mid-40s. I do business between America and Japan, and I have some, you know, some business partners I work with. One of
okay,
my
bro,
partners,
ask,
he's the guy. He,
okay, stop.
What's up?
Get to the point. We don't need the story. What's
yeah,
the
I
didn't
get to the point. Yeah, I know everything I'm telling you is relevant. Just listen. Everything I'm telling you is relevant. The partner has a daughter of 10 years old, and I teach her English, you know, part-time. 2 days ago, she told me that her father was sexually abusing her. And
brother, this ain't wait, stop, motherfucker. Listen, man. Listen. This is a dating show, motherfucker. Don't be calling us with that silly ass shit, motherfucker. What the fuck is your grown ass doing around a 10-year-old girl anyway, you dumb fuck? Get your bitch ass off the show. The fuck is this shit, man?
He was
ruined. No, but I'm saying, why the fuck? Why are you telling us about? That's none of our business. Don't bring it, man. That's not on us, man.
You thought
we were. Yeah, this ain't no help hotline shit. What the fuck is that? Fuck is he talking about, man? All right, man. Let's.
Barbara Walters.
Man, what the fuck? Let's answer some questions. All right, here's a question from D that says, "What's up, guys? What are some ways a guy can prepare for success with women?"
What's some ways that guys are vivid? Okay, well, one of the things is dudes gotta one, start listening to people trying to lace you with game. That's one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's one big thing because, unfortunately, see, a lot of guys, you know what's funny? A lot of guys take advice like women.
Yeah.
You know, because women a lot of times will fight you on advice. Because when you tell women real shit, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen. They like, no, but I think it don't. No, you're trying to learn this. So you gotta. That's one thing. You gotta be, you know, receptive to the game. So that's one way you prepare for success with women. But another thing is, y'all guys have to start taking action and also stop bullshitting yourselves. Because, look, the last guy that just called, not like the first guy that called, talking about, oh, the girl got bigger. No, the chick was big in the first place. So how you expect to get help if you're not going to be honest with us about what's really going on? So you got to be honest with yourself, be honest with the people you're trying to, get advice from. Because dudes, guys be trying to get advice, and then they'll leave shit out because they feel embarrassed by what's going on. So he tried to leave the fact that the girl was fat already. You see what I'm saying? And then try to say, well, she didn't get fat. She was fat. You was fucking with a fat chick. You felt embarrassed fucking with a fat chick. And it is what it is. But again, y'all motherfuckers got to be real with yourselves. And that's how you're going to start actually getting success with women, because you're coming from an authentic place and trying to learn to make you happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would just tell you, man, the first thing you got to do is stop lying to yourselves. So that's one of the biggest things a lot of you guys do. A lot of y'all guys think that y'all about the game and y'all think that y'all doing shit. We all the time, you know, LaCara, they'll sit around and say, you know, I'm a sometimes guy. You know, sometimes I have confidence. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes
right.
I talk to girls. Sometimes I don't. And see, the thing about a man, we're all the time. You'll never hear a man say the word sometimes He's always going to be an all-the-time person. So in order for you to become a more of a man, don't look at the success. Don't look at women as success, because the game is not about women. So just because you might talk to a woman, approach a woman, and all that other stuff, that's not success. The success that you have is how you feel about yourself at the end of the day. And realize the thing that you need to work on more than anything else in this world is your self-worth. A lot of you guys have no self-worth. That's why y'all scared of women. That's why y'all can't talk to women. That's why that guy couldn't tell that fat-ass chick to take, you know, back off the table and stop eating them ding-dongs and moon pies and shit. So, I mean, that's just what it is. But, nah, man, that's all. Hold on, we got a call real quick. Let's see this one. I don't know if it's a prank. We'll see. 281, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing today? Look, my question is, so this chick that I be talking to, right, she was with her friend, and she had said that I be on some hyper stuff. And I wanted to see if this, like, a correlation, because, like, I'm not the smoothest dude when I be, like, trying to spit my game. But, like, is that, like, a correlation of, like, a chick saying, like you hyper and you not being smooth? Like, I don't know. I'm just want to see y'all perspective on that.
I got a bigger problem. Why do you give a fuck?
No, I honestly, I really don't. I just wanted to know, like, what y'all think about that. Like,
okay, sir, listen to me. I'm not trying to be, it's a tough Tuesday, all right? Listen.
No, what's up?
You give a fuck. And this is what I'm talking about lying, man. You care about what these fucking women think about you because your self-worth is so low. Because you wouldn't be calling us, asking us about, you're not even talking about your girl. You talking about her fucking friend, brother. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Right. So your self-worth, your problem is that your self-worth is so low, you give a fuck not only about your girl, but what her friends say. Why do you care so much about what they think?
I mean, keeping it a buck, like, I really don't. I'm just trying to see, like not is being called hyper bad, you know?
Keeping it a buck, you're keeping it a wooden nickel. Come on, let's be honest, dog. Did you not call us and tell us that you said not my girl, but her friend said that you hyper, right? Yes or no?
No, I said she told to her friend, like she was right there with her, you know.
Okay, but why do you give a fuck? Wait, your girl told her friend that you're hyper, right? Right?
Yeah.
And why didn't you check your fucking girl at the door and tell her to shut her fucking mouth?
Yeah, that's a good question.
No,
I mean, I really didn't think too much of it. I wasn't.
LaCar, go ahead, man.
Wait, I see what you're saying, because I called up asking about it, so I must care. But, I mean, I really, like, I wasn't really thinking about it at the moment.
You can't. Oh, go ahead, LaCar.
No, hold on. You said this is your girlfriend?
Nah, it's like some chick. Like, you know, we be talking. It's nothing, like, serious or nothing.
So you was talking to some girl. And she said you being too hyper?
She didn't say I'm too hyper, but she told her friend, she was like, yeah, like, he's really hyper, you know?
Wait, so you were there when she told her friend that?
I was there, like, right in front of her.
Okay, all that means she don't like you. That's all that means?
Oh, all right. I mean,
listen, this is what you got to say, bro. Listen, whenever a chick says anything about you that is not complimentary, whenever a chick says anything about you that sounds even a little bit disrespectful, that means she don't like you. You understand? When a chick likes you, you no wrong in her eyes. You understand what I'm saying? You know what she would have said if she liked you? She would have been like, yo, I like how hyper you are. That's so cool. That's so cute. That's sexy. That's what she would have said to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. But Lucario, this chick ain't even his girl. Yourself, you have no self-worth, young man. You don't love yourself enough because you ain't, this ain't even you. You're calling us about a fucking woman that ain't even your girl, man. Why do you give a fuck? That's what I'm asking.
I mean, like I told you, but you're going to say I'm capping, like, I really didn't care too much. I didn't think about it, but, you know, later on in doubt, like, yo, she said I'm hyper. Like, what, you know?
If you don't care, why would you call?
I wouldn't have called up.
But so then, why you look, do we look like Boo Boo the Fool, myself and Lucario? You think we a bunch of dumbasses on here? Okay,
nah,
then why
I listen to y'all too often. I know.
Right, I know, but I'm just saying, brother. Y'all keep lying to yourselves, man. This is the problem. You care too much about, she ain't even your girl, Lucario, about a woman and her remark. Why do you give a fuck? That's all I'm asking. Don't tell me you don't care, because you give a fuck, brother. Why? What's so special about that bitch?
Ain't nothing really special about it, you know, but I see what you're saying, bro.
It's got to be because you some kind of way about this shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is, my bad, what you're saying is so I should have, like, checked it on the spot, or, like, I should have just, like, you know, fuck it, and just kept doing what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, that's what you always should do.
I mean, but she's not my girl, so there's really no point in checking. It's really just like, all right, cool.
It ain't about checking her. What I'm saying is that I feel like you're trying to figure out what it means. So because you think you're gonna keep running into girls who are gonna say you too hyper, and that's gonna make them. That's why he worried about the shit. But this is what I'm saying.
Like,
I'm
is that bad to be caught though? You know.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Understand that it's not about that. Understand that she's just not feeling you. If the girl's feeling you, no matter what the fuck you're doing, if she likes it, no matter what you're doing. You understand? You could be talking in fucking gibberish. She's going to be like, oh, my God, that gibberish is so adorable. You could be fucking stuttering. She don't understand. You could be fucking, speaking 10 different languages at once. She's going to be like, oh, my, she only knows what the fuck you're saying, and she's going to like it. So what I'm saying is that if she has any criticism of you, she's not feeling you. Women do not criticize men they like.
That's real. That's real.
It's that simple.
Yeah, that's real, man. But the problem is you have no self-worth. She ain't going to fuck with you, man. Because you caking over a woman, brother. That's the problem. You just, look, the first thing you got to do to a one is you got to admit that you scared of women. You have no self-worth. And you don't care about yourself, dog. Once you can do that and be real about it, maybe you'll get the help you need. But the problem is you're fighting against the truth. And they see the truth. They see your truth. Because like LaCaro said, the truth is inside you. But they see that because it's seeping out their ass. So you can't play a role to a woman that is used to guys like you. So you need help, man, okay? But we got another call, okay?
I appreciate y'all, man. Keep doing y'all thing. Keep getting in their ass.
Thank you, bro. No, we're not getting in their ass. We care, man. This is all love, man. Shit, let me go ahead and hit y'all with a motherfucking Lucario joint, yo.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Lucario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
All right, let me just hit one of mine real quick. Where the fuck is that motherfucker? Wait, is it this? I'm just gonna hit one, dude.
Sometimes we need a boost or a punch in the fucking chest to give us the confidence to approach, to text, to meet, or to stand on your square. The fucking man attitude is a free product from the man mindset that'll help you get over that edge and help you get past any fears that you may have that can cripple your chances with women. We don't believe in one magic solution for everyone, so we'll keep the content flowing so you can find what works for you.
All right, before we bring in 404-816, stop calling our show, dog, all right? Stop being a bitch, please. You need to go find some help, dog, okay? There's no reason you need to call our show because we can't help you, okay? Go do something with your life, okay? Get the fuck off the phone. All right, error code 404. Yeah, you can keep calling. He like, you're calling, hang up, and Anyway, 404, then we got 816. 404, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yes. My question is, what's the best thing I could do to build my self-worth?
You know what?
What's the best thing you can do to build yourself first?
Build my self-worth.
Oh, what's the first thing to do to build your self-worth? Okay. What's the thing you can do to build yourself? What's the first thing you do to build your self-worth, Lucario?
I mean, well, first of all, it's just like you guys gotta recognize that you're important. You understand? That's one of the main things. It's something you gotta see. It's not anything you necessarily need to do. A lot of times, guys think they need to do something. They need to like take a bunch of action, and then because this is all you're talking about is really confidence.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's it.
And so it's something you got to recognize within yourself. You got to recognize and realize that you are that dude. You have to see it and you have to feel it. But nobody can show that to you. You can only see it and feel it for yourself. So it's something that you have to recognize. But the thing is that you have to look inside yourself and not look without. So what a lot of guys will do is that they're looking for their self-worth or building themselves up through women.
Mm-hmm.
This is why me and Steve will say, look, it's not about the women. It's about you. This is why we keep going back to manhood. This is why we keep going back to you not making it about a woman. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. Because even with the last caller, what Steve was trying to say is that the fact that he's worried so much about what the woman is thinking, that is the problem within itself in the first place. You see what I'm saying? That right there. So building your self-worth is understanding that you're worth something, period. You understand? And it has nothing to do with what a woman's saying, what a woman's doing, how she's treating you, all that other shit. You understand?
Well, the thing is, Lucario, they got to start asking themselves, what's so special about a woman?
Mm-hmm.
They got to come up with that. What is so valuable about a woman that's more valuable than me?
Right.
What's so special about her that's more, again, valuable than me? What makes her what? And what you guys do because y'all are scared of women. Y'all are literally grown-ass men scared of women. And the problem is most of you can't get to self-worth because most of you won't even admit the problem. It's like it's like a druggie or someone that is an alcoholic. You know, the hands shaking and they got all the signs, right?
Right.
And you're trying to say, okay, you need help. I'm not a druggie. I mean, it's that denial. It's that denial saying that, you know what? No, man, that's not true. I'm not scared of women. That's not true. I'm a man. I'm tough. Man, look, the only way you'll get help is to be honest with yourself.
Right.
That's one thing, Lucar. The other thing is these guys, you got to come in the game, number one, with a clear chalkboard, and you know nothing. But
right.
The problem is, Lucario, let's look at the mixture. You got guys that have no self-worth, and then you got the whirlwind of them going to these YouTubers who don't know anything that reinforces that they have no self-worth.
Right.
And then you got other guys scaring them about women that fucks with their self-worth. And all they keep doing is keep going back for more from these guys that aren't teaching them any game.
Right.
And it all plays a role. But, Lucario, what say you on that, brother?
That's all that stuff you're talking about is real. Like, dude gotta really understand that there's a lot of shit out here that is – because, for example, I don't understand why these dudes watch all these YouTube videos of motherfuckers complaining about chicks.
That's,
you understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They listening to, like, goofy-ass advice about, like, fucking lying to women and you got to get money and just be on your purpose.
Right.
Chicks is going to follow all that other dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they're telling you to build your self-worth outside of you. You know what I'm saying? They're like, get all this money, get all this status, get all... And then, no, that's bullshit. You see what I'm saying? And that's why chicks don't really be feeling motherfuckers, because when they approach y'all or when y'all approach them, rather, I should say, they're looking at you like you're just like the 20 other dudes that just approached me. So it's like, why do I even care? You know what I'm saying? You blend in with everybody else. You know what I mean?
And one thing I want to say is that y'all have to start using a thing called common sense.
Mm.
Y'all got to start thinking, and like Lucario said, and be able to decipher and not be disillusioned, naive, or gullible, and ask yourself, if he's complaining about women, how is he helping me grow?
Right.
If he's telling me to lie to women, how is he helping me to grow? If he's telling me to do things that take away from my name and my authenticity, how is it helping me to grow? It's only holding down your problem and just making it worse than what it is. So y'all got to stop this. All that language, y'all use fucking, what, out that bullshit ass hypergamy, that bullshit female nature, that fucking purpose shit. Y'all got to stop that shit because y'all don't understand that y'all are y'all worst enemies. So do you understand what we're saying, 404?
Yes, I do, and I have been using that language. I have been listening to people complain about women, but I do know in my deep down inside me, I love women. So it's just a matter of time, y'all. Thank you.
Okay, I'm glad you love women. We love women too, but we love ourselves that much more. Thanks for the call. Okay, here's a question in the room. Stephen Lucario, when you guys started changing your old habits to become the men you are today, what was that that helped you accept the new person that you were becoming? What say you, Lucario?
I mean, it's just understanding, like, that you see that you want better for your situation. Especially a lot of you guys is calling in, some of y'all, you know, y'all still young.
Right.
There's certain things you don't really understand or know. So then you start to realize certain things. And then you're saying, okay, cool. Like, I see where I'm going and I see it's in a good direction. You see what I mean? But that comes from years of experiences, making mistakes, you know, and just like at a certain point, you start to see that, okay, I'm actually going in a positive direction. Now, the messed up part is that when you're not aware that you're actually, like some guys will do the opposite. They'll go in a fucked up direction. They'll regress. So this is why, for example, you got all these MGTOW dudes, they're not going anywhere. You understand? The ironic part is they say men go in their own way, but they're not really going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? They're staying in the same spot because they're still thinking it's about women, but they haven't realized it's about them. That's what they haven't realized yet. You see what I'm saying? All this shit they're complaining about is not about the woman. It's about them. This is what they don't realize. So once I realized it was about me, that's when all this shit fucking, you understand what I'm saying, James?
Yeah, for me, when I started this game at 9, when I started with my mentor, I was taught to learn and accept dying every day. I'll show you the photos that I have. Every day is a brand new day because when I open my eyes, I meet a brand new me. And as the day goes on, I get a little bit older because I get a little more wiser and I look at the world as it is. But when I get to the tail end of my day and I know that person inside of me is getting old and crusty and dying off, it's because I self-reflect. Men like myself and Lucario, we're not what you see yesterday from Lucario is not the Lucario of yesterday. Lucario and myself, we don't carry over who the fuck we were yesterday because we're in constant growth, where we're constant. So we can never be the same thing that we were yesterday, and that's what intrigues women because they're not used to growth like that. Where you guys, you're the same motherfucker you not only was last week, last month, hell, even last year, or for some of you, the last 3 years. All you do is carry over the same person over to the next day. We don't do that. We are constantly working on ourselves and growing, man. And that's where the change. Lucario, what say you, brother?
Now that's real talk. I think you said a mouthful, man. That real talk.
No doubt. All right. Well, 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373 is the number if you want to call in. I'm trying to see if there's any questions in the chat room. Is it your turn? Or it's my turn, right? It's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me read. It's my turn. My bad. Okay. Here you go. So him and his girl work for a company, and he sees her at work. Okay, all came too fast at first. She started to use big words like she's in love and she's afraid that she would lose me. I don't even know where the fuck. Wait, am I missing something? Okay, this is where he's starting. Okay. And then she started that she doesn't feel the same way, and she's suffocating in the idea of being in a relationship. Okay, I don't even fucking understand what he's saying. Anyway, let me say, okay. So he's with this woman, okay? All right. Mm-hmm. So, man, dude, let me just go to another one. He's all over the – he's got to be more concise. Let me go – wait, this is the same one. I hit the wrong button. Let me go. Hold on. Let me find this one. Hey, I'm sorry, Licario. Shit, I was always. All right, here we go. This should be a good one. All right, here we go. His girl of 5 years said that she wants some space last week. She says she doesn't know how she feels, and she wants us both to focus on ourselves for a while. She says she's not sure how she feels about me anymore. She loves me, but doesn't feel that there's a spark anymore. She recently moved into the city that's an hour and a half away from me, and she made quite a few friends and has started work and everything. Okay, so let me get past the paragraphs. Then, okay, well, here we go. Recently, I was taken back, and I gave her space, okay? We set the ground rules. And then a couple of days ago, he saw her with another person, okay? And we didn't talk about it and all this other stuff. I kind of let it go, and he said we agreed to see each other work this through after a month and everything, but it's still the same. She wants to break. Should I cut her off contact, talk her through the situation, work things out with her? Should I wait for her to message me? What if she doesn't? Do you think that we can rekindle the? There's a lot of questions. Do you think we can rekindle the relationship? Do you think she's got a new life with a new man and wants to leave me behind? Sorry, Lacar. It's
right.
Yes, yes.
Nah, she. Listen, man. She's fucking. Yo, listen. I don't. You know. I remember back in the day.
Yeah.
When I first was dating my wife, whatever, and then she wanted a break or whatever, so we took a break for like a week or whatever like that. But as of right now, there ain't no more breaks. I don't think dudes should be taking breaks, because all a break really means is I'm trying to fuck another guy. You understand what I'm saying? That's all that means.
Yeah.
It's either I'm fucking another guy or I'm going to bounce. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all that shit is. You see what I mean? Like all this, yeah. I need a break. I need some space. All that other shit. Yeah. That just means that she is either losing interest or the situation's kind of shaky and all that other stuff. And so, I didn't realize that's what that meant until later. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, if a woman is really feeling you, and she's enjoying the relationship, she don't need no breaks. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Women don't need breaks. You understand? They only say they need breaks when they feel like there's something wrong, or they feel like they want to, you know, go off. Because, like, I remember when me and my wife was first dating, I don't even think we were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time, but we were seeing each other for, like, almost every day, every week or whatever. So then we decided to go on a break. So literally, I think it was the same day or the next day we was on a break. She was with some other dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
At that time. So that's what happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the break is for them to go fuck with somebody else. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? That's all that is.
Yeah. Here's the thing that a lot of guys don't understand. A lot of guys, they think just because they are in a relationship or they're dating a woman or they're seeing someone, what I loved the most when I was especially a whore and a gigolo was that they became complacent, Lucario. They stopped doing the things that they did to get the woman. They stopped doing – a lot of men don't know how to be romantic. They don't know how – they just know one button. Let's fuck. Let's fuck.
Right.
Let's fuck, right? So – but what men don't know is women are looking for emotional stimulation. And what happens when she runs into a Licario or a guy like motherfucking me, a cupcake like me and shit, what happens is that we give them emotional stimulation, Mr. Licario. And what happens is that women feel guilty. See, women feel guilty like, you know, I want to fuck Licario. I mean, I got a man But all I do is think about Lucario. I want to fuck Lucario, but I feel guilty. You know, I feel like I'm a whore. I'm a bad person. So how do I make myself feel? How do I make myself feel better? Put one him on ice and be able to suck Lucario's dick. Oh, I got it. I need a break.
Exactly.
I just need some time to myself to rethink. And the time that she's spending is seeing why you're not like Lucario. She's like, I want to be with you, but I can't because you're not fulfilling a need that I have that a real man can fulfill. And Lucario over here, I know he has other women. I know he's doing his own thing. But I will accept all the shit that comes with Lucario because he is equipped me with something that the majority of men don't know how to do, Lucario. What say you, my brother?
Nah, that's real talk. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, all that shit is just code for the chick to want to do some shit on the side, man, because they want to be able to do that guilt-free. So if they can say, oh, we're on a break, then, you understand what I'm saying? Then I could go do my thing. That's exactly why if you, because you see the whole Will and Jada shit?
Yes, sir.
That's why they came up with that narrative, because that's a lot of that shit's bullshit anyway. They really got an open relationship. And they just notice that on that Red Table Talk, she said we were on a break.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So
that means that it's more palatable for people to take it because they're like, well, she was on a break, so she of course she's gonna fuck this other guy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's the thing where the woman wants to be like, she can't just tell you, hey, listen, there's another guy I want to have sex with. She's not gonna say that, so she's gonna say, let's take a break.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And usually, and sometimes the break. Sometimes it's just the thing before a breakup sometimes. You see what I mean?
Right.
So she could be also wanting to break up, but she's not ready to break up yet because she doesn't have another guy in place yet, or you know, she's trying to figure out things with the other dude. You see what I'm saying? So that's how they do it.
Yeah, 972, we bring you 1 second. Women have this void, Lucario, that a lot of guys don't understand. See, a lot of young men, again, they don't understand what it takes to not keep her, but to keep her wanting you. You know what I mean? They think just because we fucking a little bit and I'm just talking to her a little bit. You got to understand there's another level of emotions that women have that.
Right.
And if you cannot fulfill those things, it's like an emptiness that they're looking. It's not that they're looking for, but sometimes it comes like, she could be walking down the street running Lucario. She's not expecting, you know, she's just Lucario. But the way he talks to her, she notices something different about him. That intrigues her. That makes her want to say, okay, well, who is this guy? What is he about? Because, ready? Because my man doesn't. That's where it begins. My man doesn't talk to me this way. My man doesn't make me feel this way. My man doesn't do this. My man doesn't do that. And he hasn't even fucked me, but he's giving me more stimulation through a text message than I've ever got in the 3, 4, 5 months that I've been with this guy. So this is the choice. Do I stay with the dud that ain't doing shit, or do I take the break, get my feel of Lucario, and then come back and then go back?
Right.
It's just, you know, so. All right, well,
That's
no doubt. All right, let's go ahead, break. We're about to wrap this up pretty soon. 972, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? Pretty much a great show, by the way. Lucario, you're great as always, man. Some of the advice you give is really outstanding. But I had a question. When I'm at a club or bar and I see these women, I see women that I like, but they look like they're with somebody. They look like, you know, like they're around guys or whatever. And I hesitate. I mean, and Lucario, you're in that situation. Do you go approach the woman, or do you stay back to see kind of what if she's with a guy, or what do you do in that type of situation?
No, I approach both of them. You understand? So like, if I see a dude with a chick, you understand? Unless it's, because sometimes it's blatantly obvious that they're together. So if I see, you know, you see a guy holding a girl's hand, they kissing up on each other, I'm like, okay, that's his girl. But there's times where you see a kind of girl, or you know what I mean, and you can't really tell. You just go up to both of them, have a conversation, and then you figure it out and you question them so that you can figure it out in the conversation. You understand? So it's
no. But this is a girl though. That's not with a guy. But she's like for instance, I was at there was these two women, these two Latinas, and there are these two guys. They were about 5 or 6 feet apart. It looked like they were communicating, but turned out they weren't even they weren't together. And like, would you just go up to a girl and then what if she says I'm with somebody? Has that happened to you when she says, oh, I'm with somebody, or that type of situation?
You said, hold on, wait. So you're saying that because it sounds like you said if the girl is with a guy, you're saying if it looks like she's with a guy, is that what
you're saying? I'm not sure. It looks like, you know, they're hanging out and you know they're not standing next to each other, but they're, I don't know. You know, sometimes people socialize and they. You know, so they
okay,
look
right,
like they
might be. 972. Let us answer the question,
right.
Okay? We
is,
got the whole screen.
Hold on. This is what I'm saying. The problem is that you're sitting too much on the sidelines because you're looking. What it sounds like is you're looking at some women from afar, and then you don't even know what's going on in the situation and in the dynamic. So what you should do is go and approach. If you see a girl that you think is attractive. Right?
Yep.
Go and approach her. Right? When you approach her, you will see who she's with. You know what I'm saying? Because she just might be with a girlfriend. She might be with another dude and another dude or whatever. But you'll know that once you approach. Because as you get closer, you'll see who she's actually standing around with and talking to.
972. Let me show you something. You ready? 972. Ready for this, brother? If you walk into an area and you're not sure about the situation, take a moment and just wait. Because if the guys are not with the woman, they're going to easily break off eventually, okay? Mm-hmm. But let me give you an example. If I see two women and three guys come in the club together, okay? If I see two women and three guys coming in the club, I don't know how many cock blockers. I know there's a cock blocker in the group. I know there's one that loves her from afar, and there's one that's just fucking walking on eggshells trying to fuck. I know they're in this pod thing for not to hang out with the women. They just trying to do some sidebar fucking, okay? But let me show you how you can easily get to this shit. What I normally do is, like I say, I wait. I wait for the guy to go to the bar. And then what I do is I go over to the bar, not get next to the dude, but get close enough where I can talk to the guy. And I'm like, yo, what's up? Oh, man, this party's great, man. It's great. Hey, what's up, dog? How you doing, man? Yeah, my name's Steve. What's your name? Oh, Ron, how you doing? Yeah, Ron, man, dog. Man, I just talked to that girl over there and over there and over there, man. Ron, oh, yeah, yeah. And say, oh, hey, Ron, you cool as fuck. Hey, bartender, get my dog Ron a drink. Hey, Ron, check this out. I'm going to be going over talking to these girls. The next time I see you, I'm going to come over and say hello. Right, 972?
Yeah.
So remember, when you go into the group, the cock block is going to stop you. But you know how guys are. They want to kind of show off in flaws. So I make my way around the club, and I go to the group. And I'm like, oh, Ron, what's up, Ron? Oh, shit, Steve, come over here. Let me introduce you to Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, whatever. And this is Jill, and this is Tita or Tammy, or whatever the name is, right? And then once that happens, I'm already in. And what's even great is once I talk to the woman, right, try to put my bid in and leave, guess who's going to throw salt in my game and bring her closer to me? Ron. Well, he's trying to talk to you. Well, he told me that he was talking to that girl over there and that girl over there and that girl over there. And what do you think old girl's going to say to me when I go back and run up on her again? Well, I heard you were talking to other women. Yeah, you're right. I was talking to other women. But what does that got to do with us? You see what I'm saying? See that 972?
Right.
You just got to be patient.
Yeah, see, I did that, and that was the bad thing because I was at this cool bar, and this girl, she was definitely my kind of girl, and she was with this other girl, but then they were kind of, it looked like they were with these two dudes, but it turned out they weren't even with them. They were completely, and you know, it was during the COVID thing, so, you know, only certain people could stay downstairs, and people had to stay upstairs, so she went upstairs, and I kind of blew my chance because if I'd just gone and approached, I probably would have found out that she was by herself or just with that girl, which would have been fine. So when you approach a girl and say she's with a guy, Do you just say, oh, excuse me, whatever? Do you continue, Lucario? What do you do in that situation?
I don't want you to your ask. Did you hear? Okay, listen, Lucario told you to do that. But what I'm saying to you is you got dealer choice. You can listen to Lucario and go and approach both of them like he told you, or you can sit back like I told you. Because the problem is you worried about your – I don't think you were ever going to talk to the woman anyway because I think you're intimidated by her, if you're asking me. And I think you're using it as an excuse because you have no self-worth like all the other guys.
I was
going
to talk to her, dude. I was talking, but I didn't.
Okay.
This is the thing, though.
Hey,
guys,
brother,
if I'm on a date,
brother.
I don't want a guy to approach the girl that I'm with.
Then why are
so,
you asking us what you do then? Listen to me.
Because
listen,
I want the girl's opinion.
Okay, but he just gave you his fucking opinion, man. He just told you to go talk to the woman.
You said that if you was on a date, you wouldn't want a guy approaching a girl?
Right, but he just asked you, should I go approach a girl with a guy?
Right.
And he just answered his own fucking question. This is why you're losing 972, because you're not thinking,
well,
man.
Well, see, that right there is the problem. That's the problem. Because the fact that you feel a certain type of way that if you was on a date with a girl, you would feel a certain type of way if a guy approached, that's what's stopping you from approaching the women.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
But
you have to be okay with the fact that if you was on a date, you would have to be okay with the fact of a guy approaching a woman. Because you can't approach a woman who seems like she's with a guy or who's with a guy if you feel it's wrong to do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. And here's what I'm saying now, Tim, I'm going to bring you in. I'm going to tell you a problem. You're sometimes, and that's the problem. You're full of excuses. If you wanted to talk to her, you would have went over there and talked to her. But when you giving this excuse that I'm putting it off, you didn't want to do it, dog. But this is what I'm saying to y'all guys. Y'all keep lying to yourselves. Does that make any sense, 972?
But that wasn't the case. But this is my last question. So when you approach a girl and she is with a guy, and let's say the guy stepped away. Let's say he's in the restroom, so he's not with her, right? So when that happens, Lucario, do you just say, oh, sorry, no, excuse me? Do you continue to talk? What do you do in that situation?
See, I think you just missed the most important part that we just said.
I'm just shaking my you just don't pay attention. We told him to answer.
The most important part that we just said.
Well,
the most important part, bro, is you have to first, like, let me ask you a question. Why do you feel funny if a guy approaches a girl that you with on a date?
Well, no, not that I feel funny, but I think it's disrespectful.
Then
why? Why do you feel it's disrespectful?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just because if a guy's with a girl and you know you don't know if they're boyfriend girlfriend if they're on a date, I don't want someone to do that to me.
Hold on. So now,
okay,
do you like to be disrespectful?
Say again.
I said, do you like to be disrespectful?
No.
Okay, so the second question you just asked, you just said, if a guy goes into the bathroom, should I approach the girl, right? Is that what you asked?
No. I said, if I approach the girl and the guy is away from the girl, but the girl says, I'm with someone. What do you do in that situation? Do you just kindly say, oh,
hey, fuck.
You're not listening.
Fuck.
You just said, okay, this is what you said. You just said, I think it's disrespectful if I'm on a date with a woman and a guy approaches her. Then you just asked me, if I see a woman with a guy, how do I approach her? You just asked me to do the disrespectful shit you just said that you don't like.
Listen, sir, you said, what do you do?
There's miscommunication.
Yes, sir.
Okay, can I say something? Let me say. Okay.
You talked the whole damn time.
No.
We heard what you said. Can you listen to us?
No, y'all are not understanding what I'm saying, man. I'm saying,
okay.
Let me point this out. And my fault if I'm not communicating this right. All right, so let me say this. So, there's a girl you don't know at the time. You don't know she's with a guy. But you go up to the girl, you approach her, and this guy, and the guy's not with her, but she is with the guy that night. and you talk to her, and then she says, I'm with someone, or my boyfriend's in the restroom. Then, at that moment, that's what I'm asking. What do you say? Do you say, oh, I'm sorry, know that?
Wait.
That is my question.
Stop. Sir, we're asking you a question. Why do you give a fuck if she tells you she's got a man? What she's got a man. What do you want us to do? Tell you to get some chloroform, put it on her face, and put her in a damn trunk? What do you want
just
to tell you?
Just curious about what Akaru does in that situation. That is my question.
No, it's not what Akaru does. What are you going to do?
But hold on. I'll answer the question, but you have to understand that you have a bigger issue, bro, because you just said that you find it disrespect if you're on a date. Like, let's say, for example, let's say you're on a date with a girl, right? And you go into the bathroom and I approach the girl that you're with. How are you going to feel about that?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be like intimidated and, you know, I'm just going to hang out, see how she's reacting to the guy and then with me and then just kind of be social. I'm not, but in my mind though, that's not something I think I would do.
How old are you?
I wouldn't approach
you, man.
A girl.
How old are you?
I'm 50.
Okay. Then why are you lying, dog? Can you stop lying to yourself? Cause we're trying to help you. You're intimidated and you're scared of women. Can you just admit that shit?
I want
to
know. Hold
My
on. I
God,
know.
That is an asinine statement. That is ridiculous.
Wait. You're old man,
I'm asking. Can you answer that question? Can you answer that question?
Shut the fuck up. Listen, dumb fucker.
I gotta get him to understand this.
Get him to understand. That dumb motherfucker to understand.
Bro, let me ask you a question.
Stupid.
If I said, I find it disrespectful to approach women in the street, right? Let's say I said to you, hey, I find it disrespectful to approach women in the street, right? And then I asked you, hey, how do you approach girls in the street? Does that make sense?
No, I understand, but I'm not asking that. I'm asking if you find that a girl is with a guy and you didn't know about it until you went and talked to the girl, what would you say in that situation? Would you say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that, you're pretty? Would you still try to, get, you know, would you try to talk with her, try to holler at her? I'm kind of curious about what you would do in that situation.
If she's with that guy, what does it matter what you say to that? Because you're not getting together, right?
No, it doesn't. But I'm just curious about how you would handle that situation.
Just walk away. You don't even need to say anything. It doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. That doesn't matter.
972. What does her reply got to do with you? Because here's your problem, 972. You're asking Lucario what Lucario would do. You're not Lucario.
Uh-huh.
You don't have the balls to not give a fuck. You care. So what are you going to do in a situation? What are you going to do?
The thing is that because now knowing that kind of what, you know, your stance is or what people's stance, I'm thinking that it's okay. If that happens, then so be it. And then you just, but then I was kind of wondering if Akaru would still try to, you know, holler at her, do something, try to get her number or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I was just curious about what the situation
was. You said that there was the two women. And you said did you approach them or you said you hesitated? What happened?
No, I hesitated because I kept watching to see if they were with those guys, and they were close to them. But then I turned out that the guys walked up and then.
No. But this is what I'm saying. The reason why you hesitated is because you think it's disrespectful to approach women when they're with dudes. So what I'm saying is you have to change the way you think about approaching women who might be with men. This is what I'm trying to say. That's what's stopping you. It's not that you're not seeing the correlation. You have to stop thinking that's disrespectful. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, the next time you're on a date and you're with a woman, and a guy approaches that woman, you got to stop thinking that's disrespectful.
972, here's a problem, brother. Okay, I understand you asked what will Lucario do, but the problem is Lucario's not going to be there with you when this situation happens.
And the fact that you're trying to mimic what Lucario's doing instead of standing on what you're going to do, you're going to fail already. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm just saying he's been a big influence, and I've learned a lot from him.
I'm trying to explain the issue. I'm trying to explain the issue. What I'm saying is that your issue isn't about if the guy is with the girl or if there's girls with the guys. That's not the issue. The issue is your thought process on it. Because what I'm saying is that your actions come from your thoughts. So if you think something is wrong, you're not going to do it. That's why you didn't approach the women. That's why you hesitated. Because you think it's wrong to do it. That's what I'm saying.
But you have to stop thinking
it's wrong.
Lucario, I think it's wrong, but I think that he's scared of women. I think he doesn't want to admit that. Because if you wasn't afraid, you would have talked to
you
already,
everybody
man.
That calls with a question has a problem, man. I've watched you, Steve. Do you think everybody that calls, you're some soothsayer and you know all this shit about people just from their questions, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Wait, motherfucker, you called into this show, bitch. I know you weak as fuck.
Motherfucker. I'll call you a motherfucker.
Wait, listen. I'm not the one calling and asking about women, am I?
I was fucking asking Lucario, motherfucker. I wasn't getting your opinion. I asked Lucario.
Why your old 50-year-old ass ain't gonna get no pussy? Because you a bitch. That's your problem, motherfucker.
Yeah, same as you. Oh, your fucking female energy storing right now, motherfucker.
Oh, my female energy now? Really?
Yeah,
am
man.
I
calling fucking tantrums and all these goddamn fuckers.
Look,
you're worse than the fucking woman, dude.
Hey, hold on. Why are you mad? Because you scared of a bitch. Don't get mad at me because I'm calling you out. Because you well, you know what, Mr. Lucario? Well, excuse me, Sonny. Excuse me, Mr. Lucario. I saw this woman. She had a man, and I wanted to know if I wanted to talk to her. And this is how you sound, motherfucker.
No one gives a shit about what you said. People are fucking watching.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, you're not in the coattails of Lucario, by the way.
You know what? I started this week. You're right.
Okay,
I am calling Lucario. I started this week. I'm brand new. I just started this week, and thank you, Lucario, for allowing me to be on your show. Thank you much. So 972.
Okay,
the problem is
want to
hear
the
truth. Yeah, get your fucking ass off, bitch. Get your ass off the fucking channel. See, this is what I'm saying, Lucario. Why they get mad at me?
He's not getting it. That's the part of the game where most of y'all are gonna fuck up because I'm like, y'all don't get what you're doing. I'm like, this is really simple. As soon as he said that, he found it disrespectful if he's on a date with a woman for a guy to approach, but then he's also asking, how do I approach women who might be on a date with a guy? That's hypocritical. You see what I'm saying? You can't listen, guys. You can never do what you think is wrong. You understand? Because you're not gonna. It's just like when a person. I remember I was at a seminar about making money. Right? They said if you say anything like money is the root of evil, guess what? You're gonna remain poor. You know why? Because if you think money is evil, you're not gonna try to make money. So if you think it's disrespectful to approach for a guy to approach you while you're with a chick, then you ain't gonna approach a chick while she's with a dude. I want to say how that's so like hard to understand.
Look, he proceeds to ask,
well, how do, I feel it's disrespectful, but also how do I approach that girl who might be on a date? That makes no sense.
Look,